Wearing remains non-mandatory for public transport passengers, including trains. North Sumatra Division of the state-owned railway company Kereta Api Indonesia ensures the old rules still apply regarding boarding trains. Public relations manager at the company's North Sumatra Division, Anwar Solihin, said on Sunday, the government had not yet issued the latest rules for train boarding requirements. Solihin said passengers only need to show ownership of a boarding pass ticket that matches their identity and destination. They also do not need to show COVID-19 test results or vaccine certificates and are not required to wear masks. If there are passengers who feel unwell, they are advised to do a health check before boarding the train. That was Nisline from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. It's 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7. It means that our program, Indonesia Today, is also available on RRInet, also RRI.co.id, and UCTV for RRInet viewers. As always, later we have various information and programs still about Indonesia. So do stay tuned with me, Rahma, on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Call her, she's not going to believe
it. Hi, darling, it's the Sultan. But we're slumming it in a place called Blonde in King's Cross. You could die.
Is this all you've got?
Yes.
No lobster.
Nope. No foie gras.
Very little. No coq au vin and Montparnasse.
Only at Christmas, lads.
That's very funny.
Oh, give us 5 hamburgers with everything.
Except your normal dollop of germs and attitude.
You're very funny.
You are a fun fact.
Garçon, 5 glasses for the pop.
Any requests?
For what the hell is that?
You haven't got it?
Typical. Let me do this.
right. Slight turn up for the books.
Taking us back in 2001, Westlife, Uptown Girl, a song that was actually popularized by Billy Joel. Listener, now we have information still about the one-off program highlights under the administration of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka, which is a nutritious free meal program. VOI listeners and viewers, veterinarians play a vital role in the government's efforts to improve people's nutritional intake through the Free Nutritious Meals Program, according to Deputy Minister of Transmigration, Viva Yoga Mauladi. According to the Deputy Minister, veterinarians' work could help the government independently fulfill the people's animal protein requirements under the program, ultimately reducing reliance on livestock imports. Speaking at a 72nd anniversary of the Indonesian Veterinarians Association in Jakarta, he underscored the need for synergy among relevant ministries and other institutions to realize this idea. However, he highlighted that Indonesia still lacks veterinarians, with the current count standing at around 13,500, necessitating an additional 50,000. On that note, Mauladi, a veterinary graduate of Udayana University, Bali, remarked that some factions at the Indonesian House of Representatives had begun to push for the legislation of the Bill of Veterinary Education and Services. He noted, with the support of most parliamentary factions, the bill is expected to be passed into law within a year. This is for the sake of the people, the nation, and the country.
Voice of Indonesia.
Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the mood of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even come here dozens of times, won't it enough? Because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
Door knocking. like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why. Why do I do? You love it every inch of you. Baby, you're irresistibly good. Let me make promises you need.
I'll be your home.
I'll be your home.
Your return to
now and forever. Cause baby, you're irresistible. Star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, I'm crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. Baby, tell me why. Why do I do? Do love it every inch of you. Baby, you're irresistibly good.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Quote of the day. My struggle was easier because it expelled the invaders, but your struggle will be more difficult because it is against your own people. That is a quote by Sukarno. Ingenier Sukarno, usually called Bung Karno, was a statesman, orator, and the first president of Indonesia, who served from 1945 to 1967. He served as president after proclaiming Indonesian independence with his vice president, Muhammad Hatta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on special interview. Today we are going to interview President of Tiva Creative, Dina Merani, and she is now at the studio of Voice of Indonesia. How are you today, Mbak Dina Merani?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to see you, Mbak Dina.
Nice to see you too.
Well, actually, before we talk more about Tiva Creative, about including its activities,
yeah,
our listeners would like to know, what is Tiva Creative, Mbak Dina?
All right, hi again, everyone. Tiva Creative is a community where we focus on culture, arts and culture, and now we are also working on event organizers. So not just arts and culture, but event organizers too. So we are working with young people, not like older, but young people arrange around in elementary school, sixth grade until they're in around high school and they're third grade. Yeah,
young people.
Yeah, that's our like our main focus. So art, culture, and for young people, for youth, so they can focus more on culture and stuff. So yeah.
So it focuses only on culture and art.
Yes, and also we are working on event organizer. We are working on like some like government organized, like they have government event and stuff, or other company they want to do event, they can call us like that. So we've been doing some events back home in Papua.
Okay. So Marina, what does TIFA stand for actually?
TIFA is a traditional music from Papua, and it stands for Timika Insight Festival of Art, which is our annual festival that every year happens. Yes, annual. Mm. So that's T for Timika.
Yes, Timika.
I for Insight. Mm-hmm. Timika Insight, and F for Festival. And A for Art. Timika Insight Festival of Art.
Cool. So it is from Papua.
Yes. Yes. It's like now it's Central Papua, but. Mm. We are just in general Papua. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Marina, actually, when was it established?
So, TIFA was established on 2019. Yes, the idea is from Mr. Alfo Smith, the choreographer, and also his alumni from Jakarta International College, so it's all his background in theater and stuff. So his idea, giving like all he wants to like include all people, young people, culture, art and culture together. What he wants to bring new, so it will be culture and contemporary for the stage. So present that and Timika Insight Festival of Art. 2004, actually, we have a lot, like, there's, like, roller coaster been busy on 2024, so we got, like, we have, we arranged our festival for sure, so the most important, the two important one is, first, our festival, that people around Indonesia, they came from Bali, also from Jakarta, they come to TIFA, Festival TIFA, and the second one is we have our tour last month on December 2024, and that's like our agenda, our program that we do every year, and this last year we went to Bali for TIFA Goes to Bali. That's our tour for so TIFA Goes to Bali. We went there with 15 dancer. So we tour around Bali. It was so amazing, so fantastic, because our dancers, they're so happy, and they can, like, we perform at two malls. One is in Beach Walk Mall, and the second one is in Discovery Mall. And the last day, the last performance was in Denpasar Festival. So we got supported by government, the Timika government, and by so they support us for the trip last time. So it was amazing. It was the like the highlight from our 2024. So that was
cool.
So special, like a Christmas gift for us, for the dancers, so we can enjoy the trip last time. Yeah.
Wow, fascinating.
Yeah, that's when we went national. So we. Hopefully this year we can go international, because we already went to Bali, which means the international in Indonesia, but now we want to go to more way, far way.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Hopefully.
So, Mbak Dina, actually, Tifa also has cooperation with local government when it organized exhibition or performance.
Yeah. Wait, can you repeat? Sorry, when
Tifa? Yeah. Does Tifa also have cooperation with local government when it organizing or it organizes exhibition or performance?
Yes. So from 2019, we went by ourselves until last year.
Yes.
Finally, government by the Dinas Pariwisata dan Kebudayaan, they support us and also. PJ Bupati Mimika, they support us for the event last time, and after all our hard work, like all the things that we do by ourselves, like all young people, they just go out and go to the offices, ask for probably they can help or not, and finally 2024 they help us, they support us for the event 2024,
right.
And until the story that I just told you that we went to Bali last time, yeah.
So I'm interested what you said before. That means Tifa would like to go international, right?
Yes.
So what are the efforts? What are efforts that Tifa will do for its international event, maybe?
Okay. So the efforts, we probably gonna do more than what we have been doing. Actually, we already do what the best we can do. But for this time, we gonna do big. So like 2025 is already our goal. After our performance in our trip in Bali, this time we gonna do big, which means we gonna look for probably other sponsors who can help us to go a trip to international, probably USA or Australia, probably. But we really wanna go to USA, and I have relation. I mean, I have connection. I have friends in USA who they can like can give us like we can just like a letter or something like that can they already invite us actually to perform over there. Like the event is gonna be on around the end of March or April, but we already get this letter this letter that they're inviting us, but we now waiting for the sponsorship. Hopefully we can get sponsorship. Now we're gonna go work more for that. Probably do some things.
Well, up to now, how many personnel does Tifa Creative have?
Around about 28 to 30.
28 to 30?
Yes.
Okay. So, most of them, like you said before, they are young people, right?
Yes.
Maybe less than 20 years old, maybe?
22. Yes.
Oh, the older
is
one.
I'm the oldest actually, and Alpha. Only both of us is the oldest.
Ah, that's precious.
Yeah. So we want to like build them, like they can have more knowledge, more experience before they like if one day they go out from Papua, they go study abroad, or they go somewhere around in Indonesia, they already have experience. Their mental can be like, okay, good now.
Great.
So, yeah.
So, but Dina, how can you make such some effort to make them full of spirit, full of enthusiasm, so that they are really ready when they want to perform in one day? How can you make them feel full of spirit, and also feel confident? How can you make it?
It's actually by like we always yelling at them. but we the thing that we always say that you can do it, you guys can do it, no matter what, if people think that you are young or what, you are more than that. So whatever you can do it, just go meet leaders or someone, mm-hmm. but you always can do anything. And they always have confidence, good okay. confidence, that we always give them confidence, that confidence is more important. So just go. If you get wrong, it's okay. There is me or the other founder, Alfo, that we can go, like, help, yeah.
So that's the motivation you give them?
Yes.
Wow, cool. Okay, last question, Mbak Dina. Maybe do you have any expectation or hope for 2025 during the existence of Tifa Creative?
Yeah, in my expectation, maybe, like, my wish,
yes.
yeah, for 2025, Tifa Timika Insight Festival of Art and also Tifa Creative can be go, like, for, yeah, people know and the world will know Tifa Creative and also Timika Insight Festival of Art, and more tourists come and people, more people come for our festival. It's gonna be on May 22nd until 24, 2025 in Timika, Papua Tengah.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you very much. Is there any else? Okay, go on.
And also, we can go international this year, hopefully. Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. I mean. Thank you, Mbak Dina Mirani, for your time to have such special interview with us at the studio of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you.
Okay, well, listeners, that was our interview with Dina Mirani as president of Tifa Creative regarding of Tifa Creative's exhibition and even planning during 2025. So, I'm Amar Faisal. Thank you very much and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners and viewers, that's a wrap today's program of Indonesia Today on RRI Net, kids on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. We keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I thank you so much for joining us on Indonesia Today on RRI Net, and stay tuned for more interesting programs and information only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bagaimana?
At RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
When I'm lost to light my way when I'm scared.
nearest newsline. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Transmigration Viva Yoga Mauladi said the country's veterinarians play a vital role in improving people's nutritional intake through the government-sanctioned Free Nutritious Meals program. As reported by Antara State News Agency in a statement cited on Sunday, Mauladi said veterinarians' work could help the Indonesian government independently fulfill the people's animal protein requirements under the program, ultimately reducing reliance on livestock imports. While speaking at the 72nd anniversary of the Indonesian Veterinarians Association in Jakarta, he underscored the need for synergy among relevant ministries and other institutions to realize this idea. Next, we have renowned Indonesian composer Adi MS and his Twilight Orchestra are set to hold an orchestra concert titled Video Game Concert Volume 2 in Jakarta on February 22nd, following last year's success. As reported by Antara State News Agency, according to a statement on Sunday, the show will feature symphonic musical performances inspired by several internationally popular video games. Adi said the concert will present to a larger audience at a much larger venue with varied ticket prices. The concert will also feature performances by the South Korean idol group Candice and several